Good morning, not a bad old day today. I want to speak to Anita Dennison, who's with me in the studio. Hello, Anita.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. I'll just move you back slightly from that microphone, but there you are. That is 100%. Anita, thank you very much for joining us. Now, the reality is we're on top of a very exciting venture, the Super Values Superstars. It's an initiative that's honouring unsung heroes in the local community. And your name is very relevant to something that we talked about earlier in this programme, counteracting and overcoming bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been shortlisted for one of these awards. Just give us your backstory, Anita.
So in 2012, I was subjected to a year-long hate campaign on Facebook and other forms of social media. And I tried to get through it, and it was very difficult for me. But with help and support from family, friends and school, I actually created my own campaign online. So it was just really a small thing to get myself out of a tough situation. But it ended up helping hundreds and thousands of people over the course of near 5 years. So that's now what I'm doing. I've got my own website, my own Twitter and Facebook campaigns and fixers videos, and everything's just been crazy just to help people through something I went through myself.
Without naming any names, what sort of people were putting you through the ringer? What were they saying about you? What was the background to that?
So it was on Facebook and it was anonymous. So at the time, obviously, I didn't know the individuals, and I still don't. It was just people saying, you deserve to get beaten up, you shouldn't be here anymore, you should take your own life. And these are horrible comments in themselves. Seeing them online can be worse, never mind hearing them in person. But having them from anonymous individuals can make you feel awful, because you think, oh, this could be a best friend, this could be anybody I'm close with. So that was the majority of it. It was just anonymous, hateful, rude, nasty, nasty comments.
And is there no way to get to the bottom of who would be sending comments like that?
There is. You can obviously go to PSNI and big online companies who can get to the bottom of it. But at that time, I didn't know of ways to get through it, because I was 16 and I seen social media as a platform to enjoy myself on. I didn't want to associate it with, oh, I need to talk to the police about an issue, because young people don't want to go to the police to think, oh, no, I'll stay away from that issue. So that was more the problem for me.
And in relation to the setting up of the website, how did you structure that? How did you get the confidence to do that, maybe the support to do that?
Because at the time, my school had an anti-bullying competition, and I decided, sure, why not? Let's create a website. And I just used a free online platform. And then every year or so, I throw money into it to update it, make it that bit better. And I got the confidence really from just knowing that I had a bit of IT skills behind me from school, and just like to write blogs and create videos and stuff, that I was like, okay, why not have one big platform to put everything onto? Which was a really good idea, and it's helped many people.
Yeah, you say it's helped many people. You're obviously getting considerable feedback.
I am. It's quite mad, because I'm in contact regularly with parents from across the UK, America, Canada, who want me to help their young people. So it's more adults that come to me not knowing what to do, more so than young people themselves, because young people are now in schools and they're getting talks about cyberbullying and bullying in general, but parents don't have that access. So to have somebody like myself, a young person who's been through it, they kind of see that as a source of hope.
Now, what's your advice to someone listening to this programme, whether young or maybe of more senior years, who is being bullied?
Don't do what I did and suffer in silence. Just know that the first step is speaking out. That is difficult to do, but you don't actually have to talk to anybody. You can write it down, you can send it in an email, or you can text it to somebody, because sometimes typing something can seem that bit easier for people to do, more so than just belting their heart out to somebody and telling them they're not okay. Just typing it, sending it to a teacher, sending it to a colleague, anybody it may be, and they can help you along the way.
You must be incredibly strong. Sadly, some people who have been through what you've been through, they're not with us anymore because they couldn't cope. Other people are very ill as a result of it. You must be incredibly resilient. You have vigour. It's oozing out of you.
At the time, I wish I could say I was really confident, but I wasn't. But I think when you go through something so difficult, you feel like, okay, there is only one way out of this, and that is to go up. And I was able to keep that attitude and mentality with the support I had around me from my friends, my family and my school. So have that great support network, which I know not many people have, is the main thing to keep your strength going and just getting through the toughest of times.
Well, no wonder they've you on the shortlist for the big night with the Super Value Superstars, the unsung heroes doing something for the community. If people do want to visit your website, how do they go about it?
So it's don'tbullycampaign.com and Twitter @bully_don't.
Okay, @bully_don't and don'tbullycampaign.com. Anita, fair play to you. As I say, vigorous, and you need to be in this tough world. You are young. People will wonder what age you are. You can't be much over 20, are you?
I'm 21.
21. Well, listen, I really appreciate what you're doing on behalf of all the young people who may feel stressed and all the parents who are stressed about their youngsters, I suppose, worrying about them. It's a great initiative that you've up and running, so congratulations on it. And hopefully some of those bullies from yesteryear might be listening and feel incredibly ashamed of themselves.
Who knows?
Incredibly ashamed of themselves. Lovely having you in. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Anita Dennison, who's shortlisted for the Super Value Superstars.